it's a somewhat sensitive topic. It's hard for me to tell the story of what we've gone through without expressing a little bit of frustration at our relationship, the city's relationship with Excel. And I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. As a politician, my background is in city planning, and I was director of long-range planning in Boulder and retired from that job after 23 years. So my background is as a planner. I came onto council not with any agenda. I had no interest in municipalizing, even though it was a nascent issue at the time that I was elected. It took quite a while for me to get to the point where it seemed like municipalization was a real option for Boulder and something that we owed our citizens to explore. So that said, let me also begin by saying that our whole effort was driven by a single goal, and we have that in lots of places around the city. And the energy goal can be expressed this way: to provide cleaner, competitively priced, and reliable electricity to Boulder residents and businesses with as much local decision-making and generation as possible. Simple goal, and that's really what has been driving us. So I'm going to run through a chronology. I have three short little YouTube videos to sort of intersperse, so it won't be too boring, but I do want to give you the chronology of events so that you'll understand that where we are now in our process, looking seriously at municipalization, isn't whimsical, and it wasn't done without an awful lot of forethought. So I'd start with 2002, the City Council, before I was on City Council, adopted the Kyoto Protocol. And basically that meant reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 7% below the 1990 levels by 2012. We're in the process of revising that and looking again at what's possible for Boulder. But that was the first time that the city took a specific position and a goal to reduce energy use. In 2006, by 2006, the city had developed a climate action plan that we believed would help us get a long way toward meeting the Kyoto Protocol. A piece of our climate action plan was a carbon tax, and we asked the voters in 2006 to give us a couple million dollars a year to use to implement our climate action plan, and it was based on electricity use. So first city in the country where voters agreed to tax themselves based on electricity use, to basically take steps to reduce carbon output. That was great because it really gave us a way to fund our sustainability office in our city and to begin doing direct rebates and incentives for a whole array of efficiency actions and energy production actions that complemented some of the programs that Excel already had in place for Boulder. About 5 years before our franchise expired, and our franchise expired in 2010, our franchise with Excel, we began looking at the possibility of municipalization. The prior two times, in 1970 and 1990, that our franchise had come up, there was a lot of talk in the community about the possibility of municipalizing. So the council at that time had forethought and was thinking, let's understand a little bit about municipalization and, so we can have an intelligent discussion, especially when we get to talking about our franchise with Excel. And let me take a step back. In Colorado, in our constitution, it's required that franchise contracts go to the voters. So in Colorado, the city council negotiates, and city manager in our case, negotiates the contract and agrees on language with the utility provider. And then in November, it goes on the ballot as a ballot issue. So everybody votes on franchises. And typically, they're fairly, they're not very controversial. It happens with all of the utilities that use outside providers. So we did a study. We hired RW back in 2005 to look at our system and to understand whether or not municipalization was a good option for us. By 2005, at the end of that year, we had gotten a report back from RW Beck basically saying that it looked to be a possibility for Boulder, and so we should keep it as a live option. We then looked at, began kind of talking about municipalization, and it was a topic that a lot of our citizen groups in particular. Shortly after that, and as we were getting ready for our franchise negotiations, Excel came to us with an offer. And the offer was to use Boulder as an as a beta test for a smart grid system that Excel would begin to test. And the idea was that a lot of outside contractors would donate their expertise and some of their equipment, and it would be a beta test for them. It would work. It would be a win-win, that Excel would get a much more robust energy system in Boulder, and that Boulder consumers would have a way to monitor their energy use and kind of push us to the forefront of efficiency options in the country. And at that time, the city council, and that was about the time I was elected, this is 2007, the council voted unanimously to suspend any more discussion about municipalization until we had a chance to see how the smart grid city option would play out. So we had 2 years of time, work was going on. The system that Excel chose was a fiber optic system, which turns out to be not what most cities are using at this point in time, but as sometimes happens with beta tests, you take a little bit of a wrong turn, but it was a very expensive system. And there was very little that a consumer of electricity in Boulder got out of the whole smart grid effort, even though it was hyped a lot when the city suspended municipalization talks. So in 2009-2010, we began franchise negotiations in earnest with Excel. And the background is a lot of dissatisfaction with smart grid, as well as a kind of this idea that we wanted more local control of our energy use, that we wanted to decarbonize our energy supply. In Boulder and in Colorado, about 60-65% of our electrical energy is produced by a couple of large coal-fired plants. And it became clear also that we would never reach our Kyoto goal unless we did something about the way we got our energy supply. So we went through a period of time, quite frustrating for me as a mayor at the time, of trying to negotiate some issues that we had, some changes that we wanted to our franchise agreement. And they were small things. They were things, some of them were small, like we needed access to data because we were investing in a lot of efficiency improvements, and we didn't have a way of understanding what was successful and what wasn't. So we needed some data. We had issues about our streetlights. We were paying the electricity on them, became very interested in experiments with LED streetlights around the country, and were unable, because Excel owned the poles and did the maintenance, we were unable to change the lighting system in our streetlights. So there were some simple things, and there were some larger things. Solar gardens was one. And in the end, the council in 2010 voted not to put the franchise agreement on the ballot. What that meant for the city was that we would be without a franchise, although the utility would still be required to serve the city. But most importantly, the city budget would be out $3.9 million because we, although we would still get our electricity and natural gas from Xcel, we would not be able to collect a franchise fee. So our city attorney came up with a clever option, something called an occupation tax. And we put that on the ballot, telling our voters that it would be to replace the franchise fee. And it would be set to be exactly the same as the franchise fee, but it would mean that we would be out of franchise with Xcel, but our budget would be kept whole. The voters then that November of 2010, by a 70% margin, approved that change. So basically it would be no different on a utility bill. Instead of a franchise fee, you would have an occupation tax. So that was great. And at that point, we were, by the end of 2010, we were out of franchise with Xcel. We had begun then to look at a very quick study of, was municipalization possible and what would we be able to do with municipalization? One of the things we did was to try to engage our citizens in understanding what was going on. So the first short little 1 or 2 minute video I want to show is a piece of one of the videos that the city used on our own TV station, YouTube. We tried to spread it around as widely as we could, and it's mainly just to, you know, get excited about this effort, that it really is important. Became our kind of tagline for the campaign. And throughout the spring of 2011, we worked with a series of consultants to get our ducks in a row in terms of understanding what municipalization would take. And all the reports we got from our consultants looked very positive. There was a lot of activity in the community. Our citizen groups held a lot of meetings, brought people like John Farrell to Boulder to talk about some of the research he was doing. It was a very exciting and amazing time, and it was a great time to be on the city council, frankly. In May of 2011, as we were preparing our, in organizing our thoughts about what we needed to put on the ballot in terms of our municipalization effort, Xcel put an offer on the table that they would sell Boulder a wind farm. They were developing a wind farm in eastern Colorado, and they would sell us a kind of adjacent area and build it for us. And Boulder utility users would pay a premium, but a lot of us already are with Windsource, and I know a lot of you guys are Windsource customers. And it initially seemed like a very good idea. And from my perspective, there was an opportunity here for a potential win-win, and maybe we could do something short of municipalization that would get us to our goals. And so May-June is when we got the proposal. Sometime at the end of June, beginning of July, when we were preparing to go to the ballot, Xcel changed their mind, I guess. We never really understood what happened, but we got a word down that if they were, the wind farm offer was contingent on putting a plain franchise agreement on the ballot, which the council had unanimously rejected the year before. And I think that threw everybody for a loop, and in the end, it made no sense to do that to us. So what went on the ballot was two items. One gave the city the right to municipalize, gave us bonding power up to a given amount, and set some standards that we would have to meet if we were to municipalize. And really it had to do with, in the end, after we issued bonds to purchase the distribution system of Xcel, we would have to prove to our voters that we could have rates at or below the rates of Xcel. Our bond consultant and our three consultants all felt that it was a real possibility that that would in fact be the case at the end of a more complete study. So we went to the voters in that November, about a year ago, and both issues passed by just a hair. It was a horrendously hard-fought election. Amazing online videos. Xcel spent a lot of money trying to defeat municipalization in Boulder. Our citizen group, because the city couldn't really be actively involved in the campaign, our citizens group had to raise money and conducted their own campaign. It was really a cliffhanger, and in the end, the voters approved both ballot measures by just a hair, so the second video. This video was done by the volunteer who did a lot of the videos for our campaign, and but it's a little kind of summary. It'll show you some of the activities that the citizens did and the city did to promote municipalization. That was just the start of the story, and at this point we have 5 years of funding to explore municipalization and to determine the city's path. I think at this point, things look very positive. This year, we have two legal issues that we are going to have to deal with. One's called stranded cost, and that'll be settled in Washington at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The second is the condemnation of proceedings, and that'll be settled in the court in Denver. And we have attorneys at both ends working at that. We've hired a municipal, a wonderful woman who's leading our municipalization effort in the city and coordinating the work of the consultants with the work, the homework that we have to do in figuring out just what would we be buying. And it's very exciting. We had a study session about 2 weeks ago, and that was kind of an update to the city. So my last video is just a little snippet that was shown at the study session, just giving an idea of some of the work that's going on. In this case, our staff team that's working on municipalization takes a trip to Fort Collins, kind of our sister city, and is looking at their system. They have a really model muni, and we're looking at some of their systems. So it's kind of cool. And it was part of the study session 2 weeks ago, little intro to it. My presentation. I just wanted to say that I have some booklets that were put together by the city prior to the municipalization vote that include the ballot language and kind of frequently asked questions about the municipalization effort. And it looks like I have maybe more than a dozen. So if any of you are particularly interested, please see me afterwards. And you're welcome to have as many booklets as I have. And if I run out, I'm happy to have some sent by the city to you. So thank you.